إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فهذا اللقاء أذكر فيه ما تيسر من حقوق المرأة في الإسلام، أسأل الله التوفيق والسداد. نعم.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، شيخ حفظه الله تعالى began with saying, today I'm going to speak about the rights of the women in Islam, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success.
إن المرأة كما قال سبحانه وتعالى لها حق كالرجل.
The woman, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, has a right just as the man does.
إلا في أمور اختص بها الرجال.
Except in particular affairs which the men were specified.
كما أن النساء قد اختصصن بأمور دون الرجال.
Just as the women were specified with things that the men were not.
قال تعالى ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وللرجال عليهن درجة.
As Allah the Most High said, and for them, meaning the women, is what is upon them of goodness and kindness and ma'roof, and the men hold a level above the women.
وقال سبحانه وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم النساء شقائق الرجال.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the women, they are the sisters of men.
فالمرأة خلقها الله عز وجل لعبادته وطاعته كالرجل.
So the woman, Allah عز وجل, he has created her for his obedience and his worship.
فهي مأمورة كالرجل بطاعة الله وتوحيده.
So she is, just as the man is, she is commanded to worship Allah and observe the tawheed of Allah.
ولكن ركب في خلقتها ما جعل لها بعض الخصائص.
But yet he created her in a specific way that made her specific for specific things.
فالمرأة الصالحة هي التي تعمل بشرع الله عز وجل.
The righteous woman, she is the one who implements the legislation of Allah عز وجل.
فلا تفرط فيما أمرها الله به.
So she does not slack in what Allah has commanded her with.
ولا تتطلب شيئا لا تستطيع أن تفعله. ولا تتطلب شيئا لا تستطيع أن تفعله بسبب ما خلقها الله عز وجل عليه.
ما فهمت
يعني لا تتطلب، يعني لا تطلب ولا يعني
لا تطلب يعني هي أو هو
لا تتطلب المرأة
هي
لا تحاول أن تعمل شيئا لا تستطيع أن تعمله.
So the woman, she should not attempt to perform things and do things that she does not have the capability to do.
إذ لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها.
That is that Allah does not overburden any soul more than it can tolerate.
فما اختص به الرجال لا يجوز للمرأة أن تتطلبه.
So what the men have been specified with, it is not for a woman to try to do those things.
وقد أكرم الله عز وجل المرأة.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given honor to the woman.
ورفع الإسلام من شأنها.
And Islam gave her honor and respect.
فهذه المرأة هي أمي.
So this woman, the woman, she is my mother.
وهي أختي.
And my sister.
وهي بنتي.
And my daughter.
والنساء يتزوجن الرجال.
And women, they marry men.
فأينما اتجه الإنسان فإن المرأة تحيط به.
So any direction a person goes, the women are in all around them.
ولا ينفك عن أمر يعني مراعاة أمر النساء.
And
ولا ينفك.
ولا ينفك. من الذي ينفك؟
الرجل لا ينفك.
And it is not for a man to ever leave off what is obligatory for the woman and what is hers.
ولكل حقوقه.
And for each of the male and female, for each of them are rights.
وأول نساء العالمين هي أمنا حواء.
And the first of the women of the world is our mother حواء.
خلقها الله من ضلع آدم.
And she was created by Allah from the rib of Adam.
لتؤانسه.
So that she can keep him company.
ولأجل أن يوجد هذا النوع أن يستمر النوع البشري.
So that and in order for the human race to survive.
ورفع الله عز وجل ذكر كثير من نساء من النساء المؤمنات.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the mention and exalted the mention of many women of the world.
فرفع الله ذكر امرأة آسيا امرأة فرعون.
As Allah exalted the mention of Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun.
وذكر أمرها في القرآن الكريم.
And he mentioned her in the noble Quran.
ورفع ذكر مريم ابنة عمران.
And he also likewise exalted the mention of Maryam, the daughter of Imran.
قال الله تعالى وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah gave an example to those who believe the wife of Fir'aun.
إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة.
When she said, O Allah, build for me with you a home in paradise.
ونجني من فرعون وعمله.
And save me from Fir'aun and his deeds.
ونجني من القوم الظالمين.
And save me from the oppressive ones.
ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها.
And also another example for the believers is Maryam, the daughter of Fir'aun.
فنفخنا مريم.
Maryam, the daughter of Imran.
مريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها.
Which the daughter, the Maryam, the daughter of Imran, who preserved her chastity.
فنفخنا فيه من روحنا.
So we blew into her, we put into her from our souls which we have created.
وهي روح مخلوقة جعلها الله في عيسى عليه السلام.
And it was a created soul that Allah put into Isa عليه السلام.
وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه.
And she was she believed in the words of her Lord and in his books.
وكانت من القانتين.
And she was from the ever obedient to Allah.
ورفع الله ذكر خديجة بنت خويلد.
And Allah also exalted the mention of Khadija, the daughter of Khuwaylid.
التي كان لها أعظم الأثر في تثبيت قلب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم أوحي إليه.
The one who had a great effect on and a great influence on keeping the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart firm when the revelation came to him.
وأبلغ جبريل عليه السلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سلام رب العالمين على خديجة.
And Jibril عليه السلام, he conveyed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the greetings of as-salam from Allah to Khadija.
وسلم عليها جبريل أيضا.
And Jibril عليه السلام, he also greeted her with as-salam.
وبشرها ربها ببيت في الجنة.
And Allah gave her glad tidings of a home that for her in paradise.
من قصب.
Made out of إيش القصب؟
يعني نوع من أنواع حقوق المرأة. القصب نوع من أنواع البناء. يعني من القصب يعني نوع من أنواع النباتات من الجميل المنظر. قصب. مثل بتقول قصب السكر لكن هو نوع
موجود.
من
أنواع نوع. A house made out of like bamboo for her.
من قصب لا وصب فيه ولا نصب.
And there is no foul speech in that home, nor is there any exhaustion.
وأكرم الله عز وجل ورفع ذكر فاطمة بنت محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله عنها.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise honored and exalted the mention of Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her.
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام كمل من الرجال كثير.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, many of men have reached the level of completion and perfection.
ولم يكمل من النساء إلا أربعة.
And only four of the women had reached this level.
وهؤلاء النساء الأربعة هن خديجة آسيا بنت مزاحم امرأة فرعون.
And these four women, they are Asiya bint Muzahim, the wife of Fir'aun.
ومريم بنت عمران.
And Maryam, the daughter of Imran.
وخديجة بنت خويلد.
And Khadija, the daughter of Khuwaylid.
وفاطمة بنت محمد.
And Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والمراد بالقصب في حديث خديجة رضي الله عنها في حديث فضل خديجة.
And what's intended by the word qasab, that her home is made from in paradise.
لؤلؤ مجوف واسع كالقصر.
It is a hollowed out pearl. That is a giant hollowed out pearl that is a castle for her, a mansion.
وممن رفع الله ذكره من النساء زوجات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And some of those women whom Allah has honored, exalted their mention was the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال تعالى وأزواجه أمهاتهم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and his wives, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wives, they are the mothers of the believers.
فقد أكرم الله النساء المؤمنات الطاهرات العفيفات.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given honor to the pure and chaste and righteous women.
قال تعالى فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, the righteous women, they are always in constant obedience. صالحات قانتات حافظات
للغيب.
And they are keeping themselves chaste while their husband is not around.
فالمرأة في الإسلام لها كرامتها.
So the woman in Islam, she has her honor.
ولها منزلتها.
And she has her rank and her level.
فهؤلاء الصالحات من نساء المؤمنين من النساء المؤمنات.
So these righteous women from the believers.
واجبنا أن نحترمهن.
What is obligatory upon us is to show them respect.
ونذكرهن بخير.
And to mention them with good.
ونترحم عليهن.
And to make dua that Allah have mercy upon them.
ونترضى عليهن.
And that He be pleased with them.
وهكذا كل مؤمنة فإنها لها نصيب من هذا الاحترام وهذا الترحم.
And likewise, every believing woman, she has a portion of this supplication that Allah be pleased and have mercy upon them.
كما قال تعالى والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the believing men and the believing women, they are alliance to one another and أولياء to one another.
فالإسلام أكرم المرأة.
So Islam has given honor to women.
وحافظ لها حقها.
And he has protected and guarded for her her rights.
فإن كانت أما.
So if she is a mother.
فيجب على أبنائها أن يبروها.
It is then obligatory upon her children to obey her.
وأن يحسنوا إليها.
And to be kind to her.
قال تعالى وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and your Lord has ruled and obligated that you not worship anyone aside from He and that you be kind to your parents.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة عاق لوالدي.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no disobedient child to his parents will enter paradise.
ولها حق الحضانة لو طلقها زوجها وابنها صغير ولم تتزوج فلها حق الحضانة.
And she has the right to of custody if she parts ways with her husband and has a divorce with her husband and she does not get married and she is not married until she marries, she has the right to custody of the children.
فالأم منزلتها عظيمة في الإسلام.
So the woman, she has a very high status in Islam.
ولها منزلة في قلوب المؤمنين.
And she has a high status in the hearts of the believers.
وهي باب من أبواب الجنة.
And she is also a door from the doors of paradise.
وقد جاء صحابي يسأل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أمه فقال إلزم قدمها فإن الجنة ثم.
And a companion came to ask about his mother. So the Prophet ﷺ said, stick to her feet or at her feet because the paradise is found there.
فالإنسان يكرم أمه.
So the individual is to honor his mother.
ويحترمها.
And to respect her.
ويكسب رضاها.
And to achieve her pleasure
بالمعروف.
With that which is goodly and kind.
ولا يطيعها في معصية الله.
And he is not to obey her in the disobedience of Allah.
ولا يعينها على معصية.
Nor is he to aid her in the disobedience of Allah.
بل دائما يقدم لها الخير والمعروف.
Rather, he needs to always put forth to her and to give to her that which is good and that which is معروف.
ويحرص على إدخال السرور عليها.
And he needs to also be mindful and always try to enter happiness into her heart.
وهي من أعظم الرحم الذي يجب أن يصله الإنسان.
And she is of the greatest of kin that the human being is commanded to keep ties with.
وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله تعالى للرحم ألا ترضين أن أصل من وصلك وأن أقطع من قطعك.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the wound, the kin, would it not please you that I keep ties with those whom keep ties with you and sever those ties with those who sever it with you.
فلذلك الإنسان يسعد أمه حتى يسعد.
So for this reason, the individual needs to give happiness and make his mother happy in order that he may be made happy as well.
ودعاء الأم مستجاب لولدها.
And the supplication of a mother for her child is accepted by Allah.
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ثلاثة لا ترد دعوتهم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said three types of people there supplication will not be rejected.
الوالد لولده.
The individual for his والأب. For his the parent for their child.
والأب والوالد يشمل الأب والأم.
نعم.
والمسافر.
And the also the supplication of the traveler.
والصائم عند فطره.
And also the one who is fasting when he breaks his fast.
وكذلك الأم باب من أبواب الجنة.
Likewise, the mother, she is a door from the doors of paradise.
وكذلك الوالد.
Likewise is the father.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين آمين آمين.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said آمين 3 times.
فقالوا ما هذا يا رسول الله؟
So they said, O Messenger of Allah, what are you speaking about?
فقال أتاني جبريل.
So he said, Jibril came to me.
فقال
And he said to me,
رغم أنف امرئ أدرك أحد أبويه فلم يغفر له.
May the nose of the individual who caught both of his parents alive and still was not forgiven, may this person's nose be rubbed in the dirt.
فالوالد والوالدة بابان من أبواب الجنة.
So the mother and father, they are 2 gates of the gates of paradise.
فيحرص على نيل رضا الله بأن يرضي والديه.
So the individual is always to attempt to gain the pleasure of their parents in order to gain the pleasure of Allah.
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رضا الله في رضا الوالد.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that the pleasure of Allah is found in the pleasure of the parents.
وغضب الله في غضب الوالد.
And the anger of Allah is found in the anger of the parents.
يعني أن من أسباب رضوان الله أن يرضى عنك والداك.
Meaning one of the causes of the pleasure of Allah is that your parents be pleased with you.
ومن أسباب غضب الله أن يغضب عنك عليك والداك.
And one of the causes of the anger of Allah being upon you is that your parents be angry with you.
والمراد بهذا طاعتهما بالمعروف.
And what's intended by this is obeying them in that which is معروف.
وفيما شرعه الله.
And in that which Allah has legislated.
فهذه هي المرأة.
This is the woman.
هي أمك.
She is your mother.
كذلك هذه المرأة هي بنتك.
Likewise, this woman is also your daughter.
فكيف محبتك لبنتك؟
So how do you love your daughter?
وكيف أمر الإسلام بمعاملة البنات؟
And how, what has Islam commanded with regards to dealing with daughters?
البنت كما الولد رعية من رعيتك.
The daughter, just as is the son, they are part of an individual's flock and responsibility.
والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, all of you are a shepherd and each will be asked about his flock.
فالرجل راع في أهل بيته ومسؤول عن رعيته.
So the individual, he is a shepherd in over those people, and he is in charge of those who are in his house, and he will be asked about them.
وهذا يشمل الزوجة والبنت.
And this is inclusive. This statement is inclusive of both the wife and the daughter.
والإنسان إذا ربى بنته وأحسن تربيتها وقام عليها حتى تكبر كانت له حجابا من النار.
And the individual, if they are good to their daughter and raise them properly and so forth, then this daughter will be a barrier between them and the fire on the day of resurrection.
كان المشركون يأيدون البنات.
The people, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, they used to bury their daughters.
وإذا بشر أحدهم بالأنثى ظل وجهه مسودا.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if any of them was given the glad tidings of a daughter, their face would be black. And they used to become very, very upset if in the time of jahiliyyah, if one of them would have a daughter. So Islam came to raise the position and status of the woman.
فالمؤمن إذا جاءته البنت يسعد.
So the believer, if a daughter, he is blessed with a daughter, he becomes happy.
لتكون له حجابا من النار.
So that she can act as a barrier between him and the fire.
وهذه البنت التي هي بنتك إذا تزوجت ستكون أما.
And this girl, who is an individual's daughter, if she grows up and gets married, she will eventually be a mother.
فستكون مرتفعة الشأن.
So she will be of higher status.
وهذه البنت هي أخت وهذه المرأة هي أختك.
And likewise, a woman, she is also an individual sister.
والأخت من الرحم.
And the sister, she is from the kin.
وقد حث الإسلام على رعاية الأخوات أختك وأخا أختك وأخا أختك وأخاك يعني حث على البر بالأخت والأخ نعم.
And Islam has encouraged that an individual be mindful of their brothers and sisters.
وأختك من رحمك.
And the sister, she is considered from your kin.
قال تعالى وأولو الأرحام بعضهم أولى ببعض في كتاب الله.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the people who are joined in kin, they have more of a right to one another in the book of Allah.
وكذلك البنت وكذلك المرأة هي زوجتك.
And likewise, a daughter, she is also your wife.
فزوجتك امرأة.
As your wife is a woman.
تسعدك في حياتك.
She makes you happy in your life.
وتطمئن إليها نفسك.
And your heart becomes tranquil with her.
وإذا دخلت بيتك تسرك.
And if you enter your house, she makes you happy.
تتجمل لك وتتزين لك.
She beautifies herself for you and makes herself pleasant.
وتسعد معها في الحياة.
And you become happy with her in life.
إذا نظرت إليها أسرتك.
If you look at her, she makes you happy.
وإذا غبت عن بيتك حفظتك في مالك وأهلي وولدك.
And if you are away from your home, she is protective of your home and your children.
تحضر لك طعامك.
She prepares your food for you.
وتقدم لك شرابك.
And she prepares your drink for you and gives your drink to you.
وتغسل ملابسك.
And she cleans your clothing for you.
وتقوم على خدمتك.
And she serves you.
وتقضي منها وطرك.
And you fulfill your desires with her.
فهذه المرأة الصالحة.
This righteous woman,
ما حقها؟
What is her rights?
إكرامها.
Is to honor her.
والإحسان إليها.
And to be good to her.
أن تطعمها إذا طعمت.
That you feed her if you eat.
وإذا أن تكسوها إذا اكتسيت.
And that you clothe her if you are clothed.
وتتزين لها كما تتزين لك.
And that you beautify yourself for her as she does for you.
بعض الرجال لا يفهمون أحكام الشريعة في المرأة.
Some men, they do not understand the rulings of the legislation surrounding the woman.
فيكون في العمل في العرق والتعب والوسخ.
So the individual would be in a state of be sweaty and dirty from work.
فيأتي إلى المرأة ويريدها في الفراش وهو على حالته النتنة.
So he comes to, he approaches his wife desiring to have relations with her while he is in this state.
وهو يريد منها أن تكون متزينة متعطرة.
And he wants from her at the same time, yet he wants from her to be to be fixed up and perfumed.
وهذا خطأ.
And this is incorrect.
أنت إذا جاءت زوجتك في الفراش برائحة نتنة تقول اف ما هذا؟
If your wife were to come and to lay down with you in the bed and having a foul smell, you would be disgusted by this.
وربما تغضب عليها.
And you would perhaps be angry with her.
هي كذلك يجب أن تغضب عليك.
She also could become angry with you.
لا بد أن تتزين لها كما تتزين لك.
You need to beautify yourself as she does for you.
ليس يعني تتزين تجعل حمرة وصوب مثل المرأة.
It doesn't mean that when you beautify yourself for her that you wear makeup and lipstick.
لا بالاغتسال والطيب.
That it means that you shower, take a bathe yourself and perfume yourself.
كما قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما إني لأتزين لزوجتي كما أحب أن تتزين لي.
As Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما said, I do beautify myself for my wife as she does for me.
فلا بد أن يحسن عشرة المرأة.
So it is important that an individual live with goodness with his wife.
ولا يبخل عن زوجته.
And that he not be stingy towards his wife.
إذا أكرمه الله بالمال فليعطيها.
If Allah has honored you with if Allah has honored him with wealth, he is to give her.
ويكرمها.
And to honor her.
وإذا كان غاب عنها في سفر وجاء يأتي لها بالهدية.
And if he goes on a journey and then returns, he should bring her back a gift.
وكذلك تتكلم معها بالكلام الطيب.
Likewise, you should speak to her in a nice way.
وتحسن التعامل معها.
And be good in your dealings with her.
فإنها أمانة عندك.
Because she is an entrustment with you.
فوالدها زوجك إياها وأعطاك أمانة في عنقك.
Because her father, he married you to her and gave you and put an entrustment around your neck.
وأذيتك لزوجتك أذية لأبنائك وأذية لوالديها.
And harming your wife is actually a harm to your children and to her parents.
فلذلك ينبغي على المسلم أن يراعي حقوق زوجته.
So hence it is binding upon a Muslim that he be mindful of his wife's rights.
ويراعي المسلم ضعف المرأة.
And that he be mindful also of the weakness of a woman.
فهي يصيبها الحيض.
Because she, for example, she has menstruation cycle.
والحيض يسبب لها آلام.
And menstruation causes for a woman to have pain.
وتغير في المزاج.
And to have mood changes.
فتكون سريعة الغضب.
So she becomes quick to become angry.
مرهقة متعبة.
And she is tired and exhausted.
فتراعي حالها هذا.
So you should be mindful of this.
وتصبر عليها.
And be patient with her.
وتترفق بها.
And gentle.
وكذلك المرأة إذا كانت حامل.
Likewise, if a woman is pregnant.
تحتاج إلى رفق أكثر.
She needs to have even more gentleness directed towards her.
ومعاملة خاصة.
And a specific type of dealings.
وهكذا في جميع الأحوال التي يصيبها فيها التعب والإرهاق.
Likewise, in any other state which she would become tired and exhausted.
الإنسان قد يكون عنده أولاد كثر.
An individual may have many children.
فالأم تغسل لك ولهم.
And the mother then, she washes, does the laundry for you and them.
وتطبخ لك ولهم.
And cooks for you and them.
وتنظف الصحون لك ولهم.
And does the dishes for you and them.
فيجب عليك أن تراعيها.
So you need to be mindful of that and نعم.
إذا كان عندك قدرة تساعدها بنفسك.
If you have ability to, you should help her yourself.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكون في مهنة أهله.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to be at the service of his wives.
وأحيانا يساعد نساءه في البيت.
And sometimes he would aid the women while he was in his home.
ولا يكرمهن إلا كريم.
And no one will honor women except for an honorable individual.
ولا يذلهن إلا لئيم.
And nobody will humiliate them except for bad person.
يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم خيركم لأهله.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "The best of you is the best of you to your wives."
وأنا خيركم لأهلي.
And I am the best of you to my wives.
فهذه المرأة لها حقوق في الإسلام.
So this women, they have a right in Islam.
وترثك إذا مت.
And she will inherit from you if you die.
إن كانت زوجة ومعك أولاد ومعك أو مت وعندك أولاد والزوجة لها الثمن مما تركت.
And if you die and leave behind children and her as well, then she will take an eighth of your estate.
وإذا مت عنها وليس عندك أولاد هي تأخذ الربع.
And if you die and you don't have any children, then she is entitled to a fourth of your inheritance.
فهذه المرأة كما هي زوجتك هي أم لأولادك.
So this woman, just as she is your wife, she is also a mother to your children.
يجب عليهم أن يبروها.
It is obligatory upon them that they obey her.
فتربي أولادك على هذا. فتربي أولادك على هذا.
So you raise your children upon this.
على برهم بأمهم.
You raise your children to obey their mother.
فلا تهينها أمامهم.
So you do not humiliate her in her presence.
واحرص على أن لا تختصم أمامها أمام الأولاد.
And be mindful and try and do not argue with her in front of your children.
ولا تحقرها أمام الأولاد.
And do not humiliate her and belittle her in front of her children.
ولا تسبها أمامهم.
And do not insult her in front of them.
لأن الأولاد سيحفظون هذا ويسبون أمهم.
Because the children, they are going to learn this from you and then insult her too.
ولا يحترمونها حينئذ في غيبتك.
And when you are not there, they will not show any respect to her.
فربي أولادك على احترام أمهم.
So train your children and raise them to be respectful to their mother.
ولا يكون هذا إلا إذا ربيت نفسك على أداء حق زوجتك.
And this is not possible unless you train yourself and cultivate yourself to give her her rights.
وكذلك هي يجب عليها أن تعطيك حقك.
And likewise, it is binding upon her to likewise give you your rights.
وأن تترفق بك.
And that she is to be gentle with you.
لا سيما إذا كان الرجل في العمل.
Especially if a man is in work.
ومرهق ومتعب.
And is tired and exhausted.
فيأتي إلى البيت يريد أن يرتاح.
So he comes home to the house and he wants to relax.
فلا تأتي المرأة تخاصمه مباشرة.
So the woman should not approach him in this state and begin to argue with him.
بل تترفق به.
Rather, she should be gentle with him.
وتحرص على أن لا تثير غضبه.
And she should try not to make him angry.
كلاهما يحرص على أن لا يثير غضب الآخر.
And both of them need to try not to make one the other angry.
وإذا أغضبته.
And if she does make him angry,
وهدأت,
and then she calms down,
تأتي إليه وتترضاه,
she should try to come to him and please him again.
حتى لو كان هو الغلطان.
Even if he is the wrong one.
بل تقول لا أغمض جفنا حتى ترضى.
And she should say, I'm not going to close my eyes until you are pleased.
وكذلك هو يحرص إذا أغضبته ثم هدأ أن يترضاها.
And likewise, if she makes him angry and then he calms down, he should try to please her as well.
كل واحد منهما يحاول أن يكون هو الأحسن.
So every one of the two, they need to try to be the best.
لأن هذه أسرة مسلمة.
Because this is a Muslim family.
وإذا مات أحدهما عن الآخر ولم يتزوج وكان من أهل الجنة هي زوجته في الجنة.
And if one of them dies and does not remarry, then she will be, and he is of the people of paradise, she will be your wife in paradise as well.
ويحاول المسلم أن يختار المرأة الصالحة.
And the Muslim should try to find a righteous woman.
حتى يستطيع أن يتعاون معها في أن يكون البيت آمناً مطمئناً.
so that, and he tries to deal with her in a way that will make the home a tranquil and a safe place.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, be victorious by finding a righteous wife.
فيحرص على المرأة الصالحة.
So the individual needs to try to find a righteous wife.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا متاع وخير متاعها المرأة الصالحة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the dunya is an enjoyment and it is and the best of its enjoyments are a righteous woman.
فيحرص على اختيار المرأة الصالحة.
So the individual needs to be mindful of trying to find a righteous wife.
خرج الترمذي في سننه عن ثوبان رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as reported by الترمذي on the authority of ثوبان that he said صلى الله عليه وسلم
ليتخذ أحدكم قلبا شاكرا
let one of you take a thankful heart
ولسانا ذاكرا
and a remembering tongue
وزوجة صالحة تعينه على أمر الآخرة
and a righteous wife that will be aidful to him in his the affair of the hereafter.
فإذا رزقك الله زوجة صالحة
so if Allah has blessed you with a righteous wife
فاشكر نعمة الله
then thank the blessing of Allah.
واحرص على أن يكون هذا البيت مليئا بالسعادة.
And try to make this home a one that is filled with happiness.
وعليك بالرفق. وما كان في شيء إلا زانة.
And upon you is to be gentle, as gentleness is not found in anything except that it beautifies it.
وما نزع من شيء إلا شانة.
And it is not removed from something except that it makes it ugly.
هذه هي المرأة في الإسلام.
This is the woman in Islam.
إذا كانت مؤمنة مسلمة.
If she is a believing woman that is a Muslim woman.
فلها حق المؤمن والمسلم.
Then she has the right of a believer and a Muslim.
إن كانت أما لها حقوق.
If she is a mother, then she has rights.
إن كانت أختا لها حقوق.
And if she is a sister, she has rights.
إن كانت بنتا لها حقوق.
And if she is a daughter, she does as well.
إن كانت زوجة لها حقوق.
And if she is a wife as well, she does.
إن كانت خالة أو عمة لها حقوق.
And if she is a aunt, then she does as well.
إن كانت جارة لها حقوق.
And if she is a neighbor, then she has rights as well.
أي مسلمة لها حقوق.
Every Muslim woman has rights.
المرأة لها حق في الميراث.
The woman, she has a right to inheritance.
وهي بشر.
And she is a human being.
عليها ما على البشر من العبادة والطاعة.
And upon her is the and she is obligated with what the rest of the human beings are obligated with regards to worship and obedience.
توحد الله.
To make tawheed of Allah.
تصلي.
And to make salah.
تصوم.
And to fast.
تزكي.
And to give zakah.
تحج.
And to make hajj.
تأمر بالمعروف وتنهى عن المنكر.
And to command the good and forbid the evil with the regulations of the legislation.
وتفعل الخير.
And to work righteous deeds.
مثلها مثل الرجل.
Just as everyone else.
لكن في أشياء المرأة لا تطيقها.
But there are some things that a woman does not have the ability to do.
ولا تقدر عليها.
And she is not able to do them.
مثلا المرأة إذا كانت حائض أو نفساء لا يجوز أن تصوم ولا تصلي.
Like if a woman is in a state of postpartum bleeding or menstruation, it is not permissible for her to fast or make salah.
لكنها تقضي الصوم ولا تقضي الصلاة.
But she is to make up the fast that she missed during those times, and she does not have to make up the salah.
ولا يجوز للمرأة أن تتولى رئاسة المسلمين.
And it is not permissible for a woman to take a leader position over the Muslims.
ولا تؤم الرجال.
Nor to lead the men in salah.
إنما تؤم النساء.
She is to merely lead the women in salah.
ولا يجوز أن تخطب الجمعة.
And it's not permissible for her to give the Jum'ah khutbah.
لأن هذا من خصائص الرجال.
Because these are things which are particular to men.
وقد جعل الله في غرائز بني آدم أن يميل الرجل إلى المرأة.
As Allah has put it in the nature of the human being that a man is attracted to a woman.
والرجل قد يفتن بالمرأة.
And a man could be persuaded and seduced by a woman.
والشيطان حريص على إغواء بني آدم.
And the shaitan is very diligent in trying to misguide the human being.
يسعى الشيطان أن يفشو الزنا بين الناس والفاحشة.
الشيطان he is very diligent in spreading the indecencies and fornication amongst the people.
لذلك أمر الإسلام المرأة بالحجاب.
For this reason, Islam has commanded the woman to observe hijab.
ولا يجوز لها أن تظهر شيئا من محاسن من زينتها إلا لمحارمها.
And it is not permissible for her to show any of her adornments except to those whom are considered a mahram to her.
وزوجها كذلك يرى كل زينتها.
And her husband as well, he can see all of her adornments.
أما الأجانب فلا يرون زينتها.
As for strangers, they cannot see her adornments.
واختلف العلماء هل يجوز للمرأة أن تكشف وجهها وكفيها للرجال الأجانب؟
And the scholars, they have differed. Is it permissible for a woman to show her face or her hands to strangers?
فمنهم من حرم كشف الوجه والكفين ومنهم من أباح ذلك.
Some of the scholars have mentioned that that is permissible, and while others have mentioned that it is impermissible.
حتى الذين لم يوجبوا قالوا إن تغطية الوجه للمرأة واليدين مستحب.
Even the scholars, yet the scholars who said it is something which is preferable yet not obligatory, they said it is better for her to cover her face.
فمتفقون على أن تغطية المرأة لوجهها وكفيها أفضل.
So all of the scholars are in agreement that for a woman to cover her two hands and her face, it is better for her.
وحرم الله عز وجل خلوة المرأة الأجنبية بالرجل الأجنبي.
And Allah has made it impermissible for a strange man and a strange woman to be alone together.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يخلون رجل بامرأة إلا كان الشيطان ثالثهما.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that no man will be alone with a woman except that a shaitan will be the third party.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إياكم والدخول على النساء.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, stay away and beware of entering in the places where there are women, entering into by the women.
يعني لا يجوز للرجل أن يدخل على المرأة في غرفة وحدهما خلوة.
Meaning it is not permissible for a man to enter a room with a woman alone with each other.
فقال رجل أرأيت الحمو يعني أخو الزوج
so a man
هل يجوز أن يدخل عليها في الغرفة؟
So a man asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم what about the brother-in-law? Is it permissible for a brother-in-law to come and enter the room with me?
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمو الموت.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the brother-in-law is death.
لأن الإنسان في العادة يأمن أخو الزوج.
Because
the
people, the person in general, generally the people they trust their, generally the people trust the brother-in-law.
فإذا كان هذا الذي يخشاه وصفه النبي لا يخشاه ويأمنه وصفه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأنه الموت فكيف بغيره.
So if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave this description to an individual whom usually is not a threat and the person is comfortable with them, how about anyone else who is more strange to her?
فيحذر المسلم من أن يخلو بالمرأة وتحذر المرأة أن يخلو بها رجل أجنبي.
So the Muslim man should be very careful not to be alone with a strange woman, and likewise the Muslim woman.
كذلك لا ينبسط مع النساء الأجانب ويتكلم معهن ويضحك وهن لسنا محارمه.
Likewise, the individual, the man, he needs to not be speaking and conversating and laughing and so forth and joking with women that are not he is not married to.
إنما يتكلم معهم بالحاجة للحاجة بالمعروف.
Rather, when he speaks to them, if he has some necessity to do so, he does so with بالمعروف.
ويجوز للمرأة أن تبيع وتشتري.
And it is permissible for a woman to buy and sell.
المهم تكون متحجبة.
What's important is that she be observant of her hijab.
ولا تسترسل مع الرجال الأجانب في الكلام.
And she should not be having extended conversations with men.
والمرأة في الحج ليست مكلفة كالرجل أن تذهب بدون محرم.
And the woman, when going to Hajj, she is not like the man, being that she is not obligated to go if she does not have a mahram.
إذا كان حجها يحتاج إلى سفر.
That is, if her Hajj needs for her to travel in order to make it.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحل لامرأة تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن تسافر إلا مع ذي محرم.
As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah and the last day to travel without a mahram.
إذا ما وجد عندها محرم يحج معها فلا يجب عليها الحج.
So if she does not have a mahram who can make hajj with her, then hajj is not obligatory upon her.
فقد حافظ الإسلام على المرأة.
So Islam has protected the woman.
وفي الحج لا يجب عليها أن تلبس الإزار والرداء كالرجل.
And in Hajj, the woman does not have to wear the izar and the overgarment that the men wear.
بل تغطي جميع جسدها.
Rather, she is to cover all of her body.
وإذا وجد الرجال الأجانب تغطي وجهها هكذا.
And if any strange men come about, she is to cover her face.
ولا تلبس القفاز ولكن يجوز أن تغطي يدها.
And it is not permissible for a woman to wear gloves when she is in Hajj, but she can cover her hands by putting them in her sleeves.
وهذا من حرص الإسلام على ستر المرأة.
And this is legislated because Islam is very guardful in preserving the woman.
ولحماية الشباب والشابات حث الإسلام الزواج الشباب على الزواج المبكر.
And in order to preserve the young men and women, the Islam has encouraged that a person get married while they are young, early.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O young men, whoever of you has the ability to get married, then let him do so.
فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ.
Because marriage, it is more lowering of the gaze and it is more guardful of the private parts.
فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءٌ.
And whoever does not have the ability to do so, then upon him is to observe fasting because it is a protection for him.
ويجب على الأب أن يحرص على سلامة أبنائه وبناته.
It is obligatory upon the father to be mindful and guardful in the safety of his sons and daughters.
إن شاء الله تكون المحاضرة القادمة عن تربية الأبناء.
And the next lecture, inshallah, will be around raising children.
المهم يحرص على حماية أبنائه.
What's important is that he be mindful in raising his children.
وينظر من يصاحبون ويصادقون.
And to keep track of whom they are befriending.
فبنته إذا كانت كبيرة.
So if his daughter, for example, is old,
يعني قريبة من البلوغ أو بلغت,
meaning she is almost at the age of puberty or she is already at that age,
لا يجعلها تمشي مع الشباب,
then he should not allow her to mingle with boys, because this is a fitna.
وربما تقع الفواحش.
And some indecencies may take place.
حتى لو بلغت وجاء من يخطبها,
even if she reaches the age of puberty and someone comes to ask for her hand in marriage,
ووافقت على الخطبة,
and you have agreed to marry her to him,
لكن ما كتب العقد,
but you have not written the marriage contract yet,
فلا يجوز لابنته أن تخرج مع هذا الخاطب.
Then it is not permissible for his daughter to go out with her fiance
حتى يتم الزواج,
until they are married.
العقد,
meaning the marriage contract has been agreed to and made.
فكثير من الشباب يخطب البنت,
because many of the young men they are intended to a woman,
ثم يمشي يتمشى معها,
and then he begins to go out with her,
وربما فعل بها الفاحشة,
and perhaps they had committed some fornication together,
ثم يترك خطبتها,
and then leave her alone and not marry her.
لا سيما إذا كان الشباب في بلد الكفار,
especially if these young men are in the non-Muslim countries,
وليس عندهم علم,
and they don't have any knowledge,
ولا وعظ وتذكير,
and they do not have anyone to admonish them and remind them.
واحرص على أن لا يتزوج بنتك إلا الرجل الصالح.
And be mindful that no one marries your daughter except for a righteous man.
ولا يجوز للمسلمة أن تتزوج غير مسلم أبدا.
And it is not permissible for a Muslim woman to ever marry a man who is not Muslim.
فإذا تزوجها فهي زانية.
And if she were to marry this non-Muslim man, she is considered to be an adulteress.
أما المسلم فيجوز أن يتزوج اليهودية أو النصرانية.
As for the Muslim man, it is permissible for him to marry the Christian and Jew woman.
أو مسلمة طبعاً.
Or a Muslim woman, of course.
ويحرص على أن يتزوج المسلمة الصالحة.
And he needs to be mindful that he marries a righteous wife.
لكن إذا تزوج بيهودية أو نصرانية ليس لها boyfriend.
But if he were to marry a Muslim man or a Muslim woman who does not have a boyfriend,
فيجوز له أن يتزوجها.
It is permissible for him to marry her.
لكن بوذية, هندوسية, سيخية, ديانات أخرى لا يجوز.
But
مطلقاً.
The different religions aside from Christian and Judaism, it is not permissible for him to marry from those different faiths.
فمن يتزوج مشركة غير كتابية أو مسلمة, غير مسلمة أو غير كتابية, فإنه زاني.
So the individual who marries a woman who is not a Muslim nor is she from the people of the book, he is considered as a fornicator as well.
فلنحرص على المرأة.
So we need to be mindful of the woman.
ولنعطيها حقها في الإسلام.
And we need to give her her right in Islam.
ونحافظ عليها.
And to preserve her.
وندعو لها بالتوفيق والصلاح.
And we make dua for her that she be made successful and be made righteous.
ونحرص على تفقيههن في الدين.
And we should be also diligent in teaching them their religion.
علموا نساءكم.
You need to teach your women.
أمور الدين.
The affairs of their religion.
علموا بناتكم أمور الدين.
And teach your daughters and sons as well.
علموا بناتكم وأبناءكم.
Teach your daughters and sons as well.
وهؤلاء الأولاد ينفعونك.
And these children, they will come to benefit you.
إذا ربيتهم التربية الصالحة.
If you raise them with a righteous upbringing.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث.
If the human being dies, all of their deeds come to an end except for three things.
صدقة جارية.
A صدقة, a charity that is continuous.
أو علم ينتفع به.
Or a knowledge that is benefited from.
أو ولد صالح يدعو له.
Or a righteous child that makes dua on his behalf.
ويدخل في الولد المرأة والبنت والولد.
And what's intended by al-walad is the daughter and the son.
نسأل الله عز وجل أن يصلح الجميع.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to better all of us.
وأن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه.
And that he grants us success and guidance to that which he loves and is pleased with.
والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الأسئلة
هنا
هي؟
ها؟
الأسئلة.
And if there's any questions now from the sisters, then they can present those questions. The first question, what is the proper procedure for divorce in Islam and what provisions are made for a divorcee woman and her children in Islam living in the West? تقول السائلة إيش هي الطريقة الصحيحة للطلاق في الإسلام وما هي ما هو الزاد الذي يوضع للمرأة ولأولادها إذا ما طلقت خاصة في هذه البلدان الغربية.
الطلاق مشروع وهذا نعم.
Divorce is legislated.
وهو وسيلة يلجأ إليها الرجل إذا لم يستطع أن يعيش مع زوجته لسبب من الأسباب.
And it is something that a man is forced to do if he is unable to coexist, if he is unable to live with his wife for some reason.
كذلك الخلع أن تخلع المرأة زوجها عند القاضي إذا لم تستطع العيش معه ولم يرد أن يطلقها أمر شرعه الإسلام.
Likewise is the affair of الخلع and that is that a woman to remove herself from the marriage contract with the Muslim, with the judge if she cannot live with him and he refuses to divorce her.
والطلاق ينقسم إلى قسمين طلاق سني وطلاق بدعي.
And divorce is divided into two types, a sunnah divorce and an innovative one.
فطلاق السنة أن يطلقها في حالين.
So the sunnah divorce is that
حالين.
An individual divorce a woman in one of two ways.
إما أن يطلقها وهي حامل.
It is either for him to divorce her while she is pregnant.
هذا جائز.
This is permissible.
وعدتها أن تضع حملها.
And her عدة at that point before she can remarry is that she give birth.
الحال الثاني أن يطلقها في طهر لم يجامعها فيه.
And the second type of Sunni divorce is that he divorce her when she is not on her menses in a time that he has not had intercourse with her, meaning since her last menstruation he had not had intercourse with her.
وأما الطلاق البدعي فهو أن يطلقها وهي حائض.
And as for the innovative divorce, it is that the individual divorce a woman while she is on her menses.
أو في طهر جامعها فيه.
Or to divorce her in a time when she is not on her menses, but he had had intercourse with her since her last menses.
والطلاق البدعي قد اختلف العلماء في وقوعه.
And the scholars have differed on whether or not the innovative divorce is valid or not.
لكنه لا يجوز.
But
أو مكروه
it is not permissible or it is disliked as a difference of opinion between the scholars.
فأكثر العلماء على أنه يقع.
And most of the scholars they say that this type of divorce is valid.
يعني لو طلقها وهي حائض فطلاقه صحيح.
So if he were to divorce her while she is in a state of menses, then this divorce is considered valid.
وهذا هو الأقوى والله أعلم.
And this is the most correct and Allah knows best.
لكن في خلاف.
But there is a difference amongst the scholars.
كذلك يجب يعني الطلاق الذي يقع إذا كان قد قاله عن عمد.
Likewise, the divorce which is valid and is considered a divorce is what the man divorces a woman and says he divorces her on purpose.
أما إذا خرج من لسانه بدون قصد.
Meaning he does it intentionally. But if a man says this, for example, accidentally.
أو قال الطلاق في حال هو سكران.
Or if he divorced her, for example, while he was drunk.
هو لا يعرف ما يقول.
And he does not know what it is he is saying.
أو غضبان غضب شديد
or is very very angry
لا يدري ما يقول
he does not know what it is he is saying
اختلف العلماء في حكم الطلاق حينئذ
the scholars differed on the ruling of this divorce in this case
من العلماء من قال يقع الطلاق
some of the scholars said this divorce is valid
ومن العلماء من قال لا يقع الطلاق
and others of the scholars said this divorce is invalid
والأظهر أنه لا يقع طلاق الغضبان الغضب الشديد
and what is more correct is that the man who is very very angry their divorce is not valid it is not considered
أي الغضب الذي لا يدري ما يقول
meaning the anger in which they are unaware of what it is they are saying
أو لا يتحكم فيما يفعل
or he is not able to control himself in what he is doing
لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا طلاق في إغلاق
due to the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم there is no valid divorce when a person is in a state of إغلاق
وألفاظ الطلاق تنقسم إلى قسمين
and the statements which are considered statements of divorce are divided into two types
القسم الأول الطلاق الصريح
The first type is the clear and blatant statement of divorce.
وهو أن يقول لها أنت طالق.
And it is to say to a woman, you are divorced.
أو قد طلقتك.
Or I have divorced you.
أو أنت مطلقة.
Or you are a divorced woman.
والقسم الثاني طلاق الكناية.
And the second type of divorce is the divorce which is it's a statement which is ambiguous.
وهو لفظ يدل على الفراق
and it is a statement that indicates parting
لكنه لا يعتد به في الطلاق إلا إذا نواه
but this type of wording in طلاق it is not considered valid unless the individual intended divorce by it
كأن يقول لزوجته الحقي بأهلك
like if he were to say go to your family
أو قد فارقتك
or I have left you.
أو اخرجي لأهلك.
Or go out of here to your parents.
فهذا لا يقع الطلاق إلا إذا قصده.
This type of sayings, it is not considered a valid divorce unless he intends it.
أما إذا قال طالق فلا يقول أنا ما قصدته.
But if he says you are divorced, it is not. He cannot then go back and say I didn't intend it.
فهذه بعض أحكام الطلاق فإذا طلق الرجل زوجته لا يجوز له أن يكرر الطلاق يقول طالق 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 أو طالق بالألف بل يطلق طلقة واحدة
So if the individual divorces his wife he is not to be repetitive of the divorcing the statement of divorce rather he should say it once
فإذا طلقها الطلقة الواحدة تعتد
So if he divorces her once she should begin her iddah
في بيتها
in her home
ولا يجوز لها ان تذهب الى اهلها
and it is not permissible for her to go to her family's house
ولا يجوز للرجل ان يخرجها من بيته
and it is not permissible for a man to kick her out of his home
الا اذا اتت فاحشه الزنا
unless she commits the act of fornication
وعليها دليل
and there is an evidence that she has done so
أما بدون ذلك ما يخرجها من البيت.
But without this type of evidence and without this occurring, then he cannot get her, put her out of his home.
ولا يجوز هي أن تخرج.
And it is not permissible for her to leave his home.
وتبقى في البيت إن أراد إبقاء الطلاق فإذا حاضت ثلاث حيضات فطهرت من الحيضة الثالثة انقضت العدة وذهبت إلى بيت أهلها.
So she remains there in his home if he intends to finalize the divorce until she has three menses. Once she has three menses, then the divorce is finalized and she leaves to go to the house of her parents.
فإذا قال لها أنت طالق ثلاثا.
So if he said to her, you are divorced three times.
أو طالق 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 طالق
or repeats the word divorce.
فقد اختلف العلماء.
Then the scholars have differed on this.
منهم من قال يقع طلاق ثلاث مرات.
Of them who said that the divorce is valid for the three times.
ولا رجعة في هذا الطلاق.
And this type of divorce, the individual cannot take her back.
وهذا قول جمهور العلماء.
And this is what the majority of the scholars have said.
ومن العلماء من قال إن الثلاث تعتبر طلقة واحدة.
And some of them said all three of them are considered to be one valid divorce.
ولا يعتد بالطلقة الثانية إلا إذا بعد كانت بعد رجعة.
And the individual does not count a second divorce until he takes her back.
وهذا إن شاء الله هو الأظهر.
And this is the most correct.
فإذا طلقها ثم أرجعها
so
خلال العدة.
So if he divorced her and then took her back during the time of her عدة.
ثم طلقها مرة ثانية.
And then divorced her a second time.
في طهر لم يجامعها فيه أو في حمل.
In a time when he has not had intercourse with her since her last menses or while she is pregnant.
يقع الطلاق.
Then the divorce is valid.
ولكن تبقى في العدة.
But she is to remain in her عدة.
ثم إذا أرجعها.
And then if he takes her back.
للمرة الثانية.
For the second time.
ثم طلقها.
And then divorces her again.
فلا رجعة فيها.
Then he cannot take her back.
خلاص. تنقضي عدتها ثم تذهب إلى بيتها أو تعتد في بيت آخر. كما في حديث فاطمة بنت قيس. نعم.
So she needs to complete her عده somewhere else, as is in the narration of Fatima bint Qais.
خلاص بعد ذلك تعتد في بيت عمها أو بيت أحد أقاربها وبعد انقضاء العدة تتزوج إذا زوجها وليها رجل آخر.
So she needs to go to the house of her brother or father or something of the likes, her uncle's house or her brother's house or somewhere else till she finishes her عده, and then if her wali marries her to someone else, she marries someone else.
ولا يجوز أن يتزوجها.
And it is not permissible for them to remarry.
إلا إذا تزوجها رجل آخر.
Unless another man married her.
وجامعها الرجل الآخر.
And had intercourse with her.
ثم طلقها.
And then divorced her.
وأرادت أن ترجع للأول يجوز.
And she desired to go back to the first husband, then it is permissible in this case.
ولا يجوز التحايل على هذا الحكم بالزواج الكاذب.
And it is not permissible to try to get around this ruling by having a fake marriage.
والرجل إذا طلق امرأته طلق الأولى.
And a man, if he were to divorce his wife the first divorce.
ثم انقضت العدة ولم يرجعها.
And then the عدة is completed and he does not take her back.
يجوز له أن يتزوجها من جديد.
It is permissible for him to remarry her again.
لكن من وليها.
But he needs to marry her from her ولي.
وبمهر جديد.
And with a new dowry.
وبعقد جديد.
And a new contract.
والله تعالى أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
السؤال الثاني والأخير. ولا طويل.
يا يقول the second question is, does the husband's rights trump or nullify the rights of the woman? Because if it does, then oppression on the wife becomes halal or not. السؤال هو هل حقوق الرجل مقدمة على حقوق المرأة؟ فإذا كان الأمر كذلك فهل هذا يعني أن ظلم المرأة يكون حلالا حينئذ أو لا؟
هذا السؤال فيه الجواب.
This question already has the answer in it.
الظلم حرام.
Oppression is impermissible.
وكل له حقوقه.
And everyone has their own rights.
فإذا عرفت المرأة حقوقها.
So if the woman knows her rights.
وعرف الرجل حقوقه.
And the man knows his.
لم يكن هناك مجال لتقديم حق على حق.
There is no room to give precedence to some rights over the others.
فعلى المرأة أن تعرف ما هي حقوق الرجل.
So upon the woman is to know what are the rights of the man.
وليعرف الرجل يعرف الرجل حقوق المرأة.
And the man to know the rights of the woman.
وليعمل كل بما أوجب الله عليه.
And each needs to implement what Allah has obligated upon them.
وتتذكر المرأة قول الله تعالى وللرجال عليهن درجة.
And the woman needs to keep in mind and being conscious of the statement of Allah, and men hold a level above the women.
والله عز وجل فضل الرجل على المرأة.
And Allah عز وجل has given precedence to the man over the woman.
بالقوامة.
Because he is her sister, يعني because he is her caretaker.
وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم.
And because of the money that he spends on her.
وهو يجب عليه أن ينفق عليها.
And it is obligatory upon him to spend his money on her.
حتى ولو كانت تعمل وموظفة.
Even if she has a job.
فليعرف كل حقوق غيره.
So each needs to know the rights of the other.
وليطبق شرع الله.
And each needs to implement the legislation of Allah.
يكون من الفائزين.
And if they do so, they will be of the victorious.
والله تعالى أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد، والحمد لله رب العالمين.